Borscht?
Yep. That's what I said.
You ever had borscht?
Don't know. Maybe.
Isn't that like a beet thing? Or radishes? No, I think it's beets. It's like shredded beets, pickled or something. Borscht. Polish?
Sure.
I want to say. I think somebody tried to trade me some borscht on buns once.
Why? For what?
I don't know. If you got borscht, try and move it. Okay, so now that Endgame is out of the way, we have nothing to look forward to in life. Just kidding. There's a new movie on the horizon.
Uh-huh.
Live action Aladdin, baby.
Oh, God, you're so excited for this.
Yeah.
Why are you so pumped for live action Aladdin?
First of all, I want to say I strongly disapprove of live action remakes of old animated Disney movies.
You clearly do not.
In general.
Uh-huh.
I'm making an exception
okay.
for my boy Will Smith. My boy Big Willie.
Uh-huh.
He can do no wrong in my eyes. I'll always see everything he does and love it.
Okay.
But it legit does look really good.
Yeah, we saw the trailer for it when we saw Endgame.
That's the way they get you.
Yeah, movie trailers are a thing. Yeah.
You go to see one movie, end up wanting to see another movie.
What is this racket?
Fucking vicious cycle. So, returning listeners will know that genies are a subject that comes up regularly on
yes.
this podcast.
Yep, absolutely. There's too many plot holes with genies. That's the problem.
So it would be irresponsible of us not to do an Aladdin genie episode question.
Fair.
So I think most people kind of regard Aladdin genie as like a nice genie.
Yeah.
Whereas it's common knowledge to us that all genies are tricksters.
Yes.
So my question is, did Genie actually steal a wish from Aladdin? Now here's what the wish was. He wishes to be a prince. Uh-huh. He doesn't make him a prince. He gives him prince clothes. Does he rip off Aladdin for
no,
one wish?
No. He was teaching Aladdin a lesson about wish responsibilities.
So he's an even more wholesome genie.
Yes.
Then he's not even a like face value genie. He's playing the long game to teach you
yes.
a greater lesson.
Genie is the ultimate good guy.
He's the dad of genies.
Yes.
He
might be
interests.
The only truly good genie ever.
Wow. That's
I can't think of another genie that's is as redemptive as Genie. He's the best genie. Remember in the animated show when there were bad genies and like it got...
There was an animated show?
Yeah.
An Aladdin cartoon?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
And there was a bad genie in it. And it just kind of became
Oh,
like,
was he purple?
I don't remember.
Oh, maybe... Wasn't there like a couple Aladdin sequels that were like...
That might be what
kind
I'm
of B-movies?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I think I remember, like a different colored bad genie in one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, Genie, I don't think he stole a wish because I think you have to teach Aladdin wish responsibility if you're to truly grant Aladdin's wishes.
Okay. So he looked deep in Aladdin's heart and was like, I know that you don't want this superficial prince facade. I'm going to make you a genuine...
He's not even a genie. He's like an angel plus a genie. Because you're right, genies are tricksters. And I think what happened is Genie's mom is an angel. And Genie's dad is a genie. And they made Genie.
That makes a lot of sense.
Do you think the genie stole a wish?
Yeah, I think he did. He didn't really make him a prince. He kind of made the illusion of princehood to impress Jasmine.
Yeah, but that's what Aladdin really wanted anyway, right? That's all he wanted was the princess.
I guess.
Wait, did he know about Jasmine before he said, make me a prince?
Yeah, he meets her as normal clothes Aladdin.
Right.
And she's into him. So he doesn't... He only really needs to become a prince to, like, get to her.
Right.
Again.
Which is, you know, wish fulfilled. That's what he wanted.
Yeah, and but is that's he not what he asked for. He asked to be a prince.
Is he not prince in title? Like, does he not...
He is Prince Ali Ababwa.
Yeah.
But of what? He can't quite say.
I mean, I feel like the wish was fulfilled. I also feel like Genie was teaching him wish responsibility, which is a huge...
That is true.
A huge important lesson. I think it came from a good place.
Yeah. Be specific. Be specific.
With a genie, absolutely. Like, that's the your number one priority is being specific about your wishes.
Yeah. So what was wish number two? Was it when Aladdin gets thrown into the lake and Genie has to save him?
I guess. I haven't seen the movie in so long. You just rewatched it, though. So you tell me, what is wish two?
I'm pretty sure that's wish two. Yeah, the genie's like, I can't give you another freebie. Like, you got a wish, but Aladdin's, like, drowning.
Right.
So he, like, moves his lips for him or something and saves him.
Right. And the wish was just to not drown.
Yeah, I guess.
That's another fair wish. I don't know why we're harping on Genie here. What's the problem?
And then, of course, the third wish.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you get three.
Yeah.
He gets Aladdin to free him with.
Whoa. He does not get Aladdin to do anything. Aladdin comes to the realization.
Some would say this wish was freely given. Some would say.
I would say. What is your theory? You think he forced it out of him? You think the whole thing was planned to get himself free?
I think it may have been like a long con by the genie, starting the very second he comes out of that lamp in the cave.
Even if it is a long con, like, what is the long con? I'm going to improve this guy's life immensely, so he has so much gratitude towards me that he sets me free. Like, that's not a bad con.
Well, no, look how bad it almost turned out.
Almost. He knew. He knew it wasn't going to go south.
I don't know, bro.
Genie is not a bad guy. Well, I refuse.
Actually, you know what? You're 100% right, because there's a lot of evidence in Aladdin that the genie is a creature who exists beyond time. Mm-hmm. Given that there are several references to Disney characters, like Goofy the dog,
uh-huh.
Jack Nicholson, Rodney Dangerfield.
You think Genie has a foot in our world?
Yeah, Genie has lived. He's seen either Aladdin is set in the far future,
uh-huh.
or Genie can travel through time.
Yeah.
So he is seeing the outcome of helping Aladdin.
You're saying this because Genie does all these impressions of these people, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't just be that they had a comedian voice Genie and that was his MO at the time. This needs to be written into the lore for you.
Absolutely. It's 100% canon. If Genie can do a Jack Nicholson impression,
yeah,
then he has knowledge of the 20th century.
And therefore has knowledge of how all this will pan out, and therefore is a good guy and didn't steal a wish or whatever smear campaign you're trying to run on Genie.
He can still be a good guy and want his freedom. Like, I think I'd do the same thing.
Yeah.
Plus, you're still getting two wishes.
All right.
Here's my thinking. It's like, why would you not use your third wish to free a genie? Then you basically made a friend for life with magical powers. There's nothing to stop him from helping you out of kindness after that.
Yeah.
Although, and I guess if he's a genie in tradition, then he's probably just going to kill you or something.
No, but as he tells him at the beginning, you ain't never had a friend like me. Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by dinosaurs. They're just big birds. Oh, you know I love my would you rathers. Would you rather have a horrible job, but be able to retire comfortably in just 10 years? Or have your dream job, but have to work until you're 60?
I don't take the shitty job.
Really?
For 10 years.
First of all, I think this question might be a bit old-fashioned, because work until you're 60 seems optimistic today. I feel like everybody's going to work until they die.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I don't think millennials will be retiring.
No. No such thing anymore.
Yeah. You would take the shit job, though.
Yeah. Because with modern life extension, you're going to be not working for so long compared to the time you are working.
Yeah.
I mean, even without that, even if you just live till 60, It's still like 30 years of not working, comfortable living.
Well, first of all, you're over 30, so it's not 30 years. It's more like 18.
Yeah. No, true. Fuck. Never mind.
Do you need to take a break?
No, but still, like, I think you'd appreciate the retirement time more, too, because you'd have worked for 10 hard years.
I think we sort of need to define how shitty this job is. I'm picturing, like,
the worst episode of Dirty Jobs.
Shoveler.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Exactly, yeah. Sewage boy. Sewage boy! Get in there! Take your shovel, get in there!
Why is your sewage master Southern?
They all are.
You'd be a sewage boy for 10 years.
That guy that, you know when they found the Fatberg?
No. What is this?
Oh man, you don't know about the Fatberg?
Stop saying it.
It's the Fatberg is a giant cluster of just oil and like sewage and like food fats, food waste and diapers and fucking cleaning wipes that don't dissolve in the toilet and everything that you like flush down the toilet. I think it happened in London.
Okay.
I want to say like UK. But there's been a couple discovered. It was like 14 tons, like a 14 ton mass of like sewage clumping.
In this, where was it? In the system?
Yeah, in the sewer. Like they found it under a street.
Oh my God.
So
that's awful.
Yeah. So sewage boy's job
is to eat it.
I changed my answer. I'll take dream job.
Wouldn't your dream job be really fulfilling and great? Like, wouldn't you just love your life? Because you're getting up and doing something that... is it a job? Is it the old, you know, don't work a day? Whatever.
I don't know. It's probably like you're an architect and you actually have to try.
Yeah.
But you love it.
Yeah. Dream jobs are still work. They're just... fun work? I don't know.
Filling work?
Is the problem that neither of us can think of a dream job? Because yeah. I'm not sure that I can.
I'm not sure I know this fulfillment you speak of.
I don't immediately jump to the 10 years horrible job one like you do, but I do lean that direction, I think. Even if I was sewage boy and had to shovel out that mass.
Yeah. I just like the idea of not having to check in or like having responsibilities for like a long time.
Yeah.
Like when you're working your dream job, like it might not be hard, but at least you kind of have to be there somewhat.
Yeah.
And like, you know what your days are going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Is your dream job professional podcaster?
No. But I'll kill myself if that becomes my job.
You hate it?
I don't hate it. It's just like there's no skill. There's no special talent involved here. I'd like to be able to say that I have some sort of marketable skill.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's be sewage boys.
It's definitely marketable.
The problem is there's no shitty job that pays so well that you could retire on it, is there?
Well, I don't know. That's the scenario.
Yeah.
Maybe you're sewage boy for the queen. Probably pays better.
Sewage boy.
After 10 years, you've been so loyal, such a loyal servant to the royal family that they're like, we're going to give you a cut of the riches, sewage boy.
Sewage boy. I feel like the queen sewage boy would see a lot of shit, though.
Literally.
Like
her shit.
Yeah. The queen's. I just feel like the queen has awful shits.
So gross. Like
the more
just like a solid diet of caviar and like expensive wine. She's probably got gout.
I just think that the more outwardly pure you project, the worse your shits are, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Because you're holding it all in.
Mm-hmm.
All the negative energy goes into your colon.
Yep. Tosses things around.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled poop.
I'm a sewage boy. Boom, boom, boom.